Dan, your book has taken my breath away. It's absolutely beautiful. You must be so proud of it.
Vanessa, I'm thrilled. I'm really, really thrilled. It you put so much work into it, and all that time it exists almost like in a digital form. And then when it's printed and when it's bound and you're presented with this beautiful, beautiful book, how can you not be overwhelmed? I love it.
So what can we expect to find in the pages? Because I've opened it up and found lots of gorgeous, gorgeous photographs in it, and I can't, in fact, I might pinch that one back there. You won't see it because I don't know, I have to pinch it. It's so beautiful. What can we find in it?
Oh, virtually everything you could possibly want to bake, from very simple breads all the way through to supper dishes and covering cakes and cookies and bars. There's about 100 pages on each of the six chapters. It's just under 600 pages, and it's chock-a-block with everything.
It sounds like the ultimate baking and sort of cooking book there. I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favourite recipe out of the whole lot? If you had to pick one that you could eat now, I know we've just had lunch, what would it be?
Oh, it has to be, actually, there's a chocolate cake recipe in there that's utterly brilliant. And I can assure you, the one that you see in the picture, I ate it all. I did. Ate the lot.
Every last bit. So, and it's what the name? It just doesn't quite go with the size of the book.
I know. You see, it was designed to be, we thought about it being a pocket book. You know, like they used to have ones that in the 1800s people would just have in their pockets, and they would pull out and it would have essential recipes. But then we wanted to describe things in more detail. We needed to put more in-depth introductions, because often the way you use flour, say, for a bread is different to the way you use flour for pastry or for cakes, and the techniques you use are different. So it grew. Then we, partly because of the recession, you know, we looked at the cover price and thought, it needs pictures, you know, and it doesn't work without pictures. So we put pictures in, and then when we put pictures in, it got bigger, and yeah, now it's huge.
You did your own photography.
I did. It's a good thing, and in some ways a really complex thing. It's good in that it gave me the chance to make something in my oven at home, photograph it, and that's absolutely that recipe, so that they're identical. The difficult thing is it's a lot of work.
Yes, I can appreciate that.
But yeah, no, it's lovely. It's and hopefully, just because it's about my life and the things I cook with, and I hope it gives it a charm, because I like the look of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you now that out of all the cookery books I've seen that have come out this year, it's absolutely my favourite. I can't think of a better recipe book than that, because it's just got everything in that I want. I haven't seen anything. I'm going to be the size of the house by next year. But thank you very, very much for talking to me. And I'm going to take one of these books home and start baking from it.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Vanessa. Thanks.